Time now for our guest on the Sunday Supplement. Her name is Susan Wilson, Chair for Brain in Spain, and she's also on the Steering Committee for British in Europe. I asked her to comment on the statement made by Theresa May in China when she said in the transition time there would be no new entries into the United Kingdom.
Yes, it was quite a surprise that she came out with that, and quite often she does this when she's out of the country and not there to answer any questions. She's saying that during the implementation period, as she insists on calling it, that EU citizens' rights will not be the same for those arriving during the transition as they are for those who are already there now. And Guy Verhofstadt has come back with a statement already this morning saying that citizens' rights during the transition are not negotiable. He says, we will not accept that there are two sets of rights for EU citizens.
Yes.
For the transition to work, it must mean a continuation of the existing acquis with no exceptions, which you would think everybody would be exactly what the EU would expect to say, which is why it's such a surprise that May has come out with this ridiculous statement suggesting that it would be any different.
Yeah, I suppose I suppose she's worried that there'll be like an avalanche of people trying to get in and getting British residency in that period. That's what I suppose she's... But at the same time, she's not being very generous in, before these talks get into top gear, is she?
Well, it's funny because she used that argument earlier on when she was making negotiations on citizens' rights with regard to after Brexit. She was always saying, and also they were trying to put a date when this was all effective from. The EU had said all along that, you know, nothing would change before exit date, but she was trying to make it the date of the referendum, which they quickly said was not going to be possible, that obviously anybody who had those rights had them until such time as we were no longer members. But she's now trying to use those same arguments for the transition. And actually, it's proved to be a totally ridiculous argument anyway, because there aren't a rush of people trying to move to the UK and be British citizens before exit date. On the contrary, EU citizens are leaving the country in ever-increasing numbers. And actually, there's quite a few Brits that are following them too.
Yeah. So what do you think's going to happen now then, Susan?
Well, I think it's very clear that she's not going to get the EU to agree to this. But, of course, what she has done is put the transition period at risk, which means the chances of there not being a transition period or, indeed, of there being a no-deal scenario seem more likely today than they were yesterday. So it's difficult to know whether she's going to do another U-turn and back down and say, OK, well, you know, we have to accept the EU rules if we want a transition or an implementation period, as she insists on calling it. So I guess it's kind of watch this space for the next few days and see if she's talked out of this ridiculous idea.
I don't really understand it, because she was a Remainer.
Yes.
and you know, you can't change your mind, and what you can say, you can follow the will of the British people. But she's also got people in the cabinet, like the Chancellor, who want to have status quo, as they like to say, or as close to. And one wonders why, when also we see there was something in The Guardian, I think, a couple of days ago, about how many now people want a second referendum on the thing, when we know what the referendum's about, what the contents are. And I think that she's showing a stubbornness by saying no to this open market, no to the customs union. It's very stubborn, I think.
Yes, I mean, that's been her position all along. You know, it was in the Lancaster speech, it was in the Florence speech, and she's been sticking to that line. But there seems to be a lot more call from within her own party, apart from, you know, all around the country, saying, hang on a minute, you know, perhaps this is not the best way forward, especially since we've had these recent reports come out, you know, identifying the damage that Brexit would do, even in the softest variety.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot more call for a lot more stop and think. And I think obviously the the chances of a referendum. That is being discussed more and more often. It came up in the House of Lords in the last couple of days as well. And that's seeming more likely. And certainly it's proving more of a popular idea than it was, you know, 2 or 3 weeks ago or even 2 or 3 months ago. Yeah. So it's we're going down that route.
It's a pity that Jeremy Corbyn hasn't come out for it.
Well, there was also something in the press today suggesting that, you know, there might be some room for manoeuvre as far as the Labour position is concerned. I know they have a three-day away day event planned when they're going to talk about their Brexit strategy, although I think that's more to do with membership of the single market and the customs union.
Yes.
But I think
that would be something, wouldn't it?
That would be a start. I mean, I think it's still not enough, but, you know, if we can get them on that side of the fence, that will be a great move forward, and at least we'll put some clear blue water between them and the Tories, which at the moment, you know, they're just facilitating the Tory Brexit. So obviously there's a big demand for them to move their position.
Yeah. I think there was a comment I heard today, Theresa May should understand how she's seen from Europe rather than from her own party.
I don't think she's seen very well from anywhere at the moment. I mean, the fact that she was met in China by an actress to start with and then only got an audience with the second in command doesn't exactly bode very well for her reputation abroad. Yeah. And she certainly doesn't seem to have much of a reputation in the UK at the moment.
No, no. Well, can we have something more positive, do you think, Susan? I mean, what do we think? Are we? Last time we talked was some months ago. And I said then, I hoped it's not going to happen. There's still a chance of it not happening, do you think?
I think the chances of it not happening are improving by the day. I think the more evidence that comes out as to how damaging it would be, the more difficult it is for politicians to plough ahead with something that they know is not in the best interests of the country. And I think public opinion is changing too. So I always did think we could stop this. I was never 100% sure how likely that was, and I'm still not. But I still think that the chances of stopping it are greater by the day, and I think the closer we get to the end date, with no sign of any deal that looks anything like anything anybody would want, I think it's all the more likely. And I think we're going to see a lot of talk to that effect from the Lords over the next couple of months, because
yeah,
they've got a whole 10 days of debate, and even in just the last 2 days when they were just having initial discussions, it's clear that overwhelming feeling in the Lords is that this is a really bad idea, and they will do everything they can to put amendments forward that force the government's hand.
Yeah, and I think the same from the EU.
They
don't want Britain to leave.
We've had a lot of comments from them recently. In the space of a short period of time, you know, various different people, whether it was Tusk or Macron or Juncker, you know, have all come out and said that the door is open.
Yeah.
And I believe they mean that. Of course, the Brexiters will say, you know, they're just trying to, they want us to stay and they'll give us a bad deal, especially so we have no choice. But I don't think that's true at all. Everything they've done has been abiding by the rules.
Yes.
It's just that the Brexiters seem to want to ignore all the rules and make up rules of their own. Well, I'm afraid they're not going to be able to do that, so they better start listening.
It's such a pity, because the whole thing has been so divisive for the country and also for the Conservative Party. People say it's such an important thing, there should be cross-party agreement, but it doesn't seem likely, does it?
Not at the moment, although I think we'll see more of that from the Lords than we will from the Commons. But, you know, give it another couple of months further down the line, I think we will see more of that. And it was interesting that we had the Justice Minister, Lee, this week actually come out and saying, now, based on this evidence, this is not a good idea. Now, he was reprimanded for that, but he spoke out. And I hope that as time moves on, others will be encouraged to do so as well.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your time, Susan. I know you're doing a grand job. You're kept very busy indeed. And it's nice that we can grab some time occasionally. And let's be optimistic about this and hope that when everybody realises that if I can say the shit has hit the fan, then we can, you know, join the club again, and everything can, and then again, the government can get back to the important things like the health service and schools, and you know, broadband and all the things that the infrastructure that's lacking in the United Kingdom since I've left.
Exactly, because those things are largely being ignored at the moment because Brexit is so all-time-consuming. Just one thing I'd like to say is we are campaigning at the moment on Votes for Life, because on the 23rd of February is the second reading of Glyn Davis's bill on the subject. So obviously we're campaigning to try and restore the voting rights to those 1 million Brits abroad who have not got a democratic say in the voting process at the moment. So keep your eyes on that one.
Is there a website for that?
We've got a link on our website that's dedicated that specifically. So if you go to our website, you can find all the details. It'll come up under latest news.
And your website is?
www.bremaininspain.com.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's have a look at that. I saw somebody, I think it was a Spaniard, who was saying that he wanted, whatever happened, however hard the Brexit was, for the British citizens to keep their right to vote in the local elections in Spain, the municipal elections, because he said all the residents who are here and integrated have the choice, or should have the choice, to choose their own mayor.
That's one thing that's actually in the negotiations, where we are on the side of the UK's position rather than the EU, because it's actually the EU that was against that and the UK that are fighting for it. So we're hoping that we will retain our rights. But what we are doing at the moment is encouraging all EU citizens in the UK to register so they can vote in the local elections in May, because that could be quite an eye-opener for the Tories when they see the sort of support they lose as a result of what's going on at the moment. So all EU citizens in the UK should be encouraged to vote in the local elections.
Yeah, yeah. And I wonder if it's terrible, again, like the general election was for Theresa May, whether she can remain after that, the local ones. It's not
well,
one of the
she
way,
seems to
it?
Be hanging on and hanging on, partly because nobody else wants the poison chalice, I think. But
yeah.
You do wonder how many more disasters she can survive through.
Gosh. Thank you. It's truth is stranger than fiction sometimes.
Indeed it is.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much, Susan. Pleasure.
You're
as
welcome.
Always. Okay.